It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. I can say about God, three things I can say about our Lord Jesus Christ is that it pays to serve Jesus, it's sweet to serve Jesus, and most importantly, it's peaceful to serve Jesus. So if you are not already in that boat of trusting God, I want to tell you that you have a lot that you are missing out on. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is our own online devotion. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive deep into the Word of God to know the mind of God concerning us. So right here on this show, we get to wait on the Lord for His Word every single morning. That's why I am rest assured that you're not here by mere coincidence. You're here by divine orchestration. That's why I want to welcome you to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. Tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Send the link. Send a reminder to that very special person that needs to be on this show and let them know that it is time for a devotion. Today is the sixth day in the month of November 2024. We are counting down to the end of the year. Today is the sixth day in the month of November 2024. It's another beautiful Wednesday. It's another time to dive deep into the Word of God. But before we dive into the Word of God, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be continuing a series from yesterday that says, Harden Not Your Heart, Part 2. Harden Not Your Heart, Part 2. Our aim today is in 30. When we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John chapter 13. John chapter 13 to chapter 15. John chapter 13 to chapter 15. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 18, which says, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art the Lord my God. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 18, which says, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 5 to 11. Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 5 to 11. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 5 it says, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then all are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us, as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now not chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have become trained by it." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, sometimes when you hear from God, it may be a rebuke. However, you must still open your heart to him despite the rebuke. In any case, I would rather God rebuke me than stay in silence. If a Christian only wants to hear sweet things from God, but never wants to listen to his rebuke, he or she will eventually stop hearing from him. You should be glad when God rebukes you, because Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6 says that it is the child the father loves that he chastens. When David was rebuked in 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 14, he did not harden his heart. Rather, he repented and God continued to walk with him. How do you react when you hear a rebuke from your pastor? Do you harden your heart or do you make amends immediately? No matter how influential a believer is in ministry or how gifted the fellow is in the Holy Spirit, if such a person hardens his heart or her heart against God's rebuke, God can reject such a believer, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. In the book of Psalm 51, verse 17, it says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." If you want God to keep walking with you and speaking to you, you need to have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. God is not moved by mere religious activity. He is only interested in a relationship with you. However, just as it is impossible to have a good relationship with someone that you cannot correct, when he or she offends you, God will not dwell with hard-hearted individuals. He said in his word in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, he said, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Beloved, when God rebukes you, whether through his word, a fellow believer, or directly by himself, never harden your heart. Harden your heart against his rebuke will only lead to destruction, as we see in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1, which says, He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Do not despise rebuke from God. Rather, embrace his correction as evidence of his love for you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, please, Lord, help me to yield to your corrections at all times. Father, please help me to yield to your corrections at all times. Give me a listening ear and an obeying heart. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us 7 a.m. GMT live every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. Our online radio gives you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, entertaining, and inspiring. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you join us tomorrow also. Well, till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful you can day. Only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.